Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome. You're tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Welcome back. You're tuned in to listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That track was Get On My Camel from Subliminal Sessions. Awesome, awesome album. I'm going to play a couple more tracks of that album later on tonight. And welcome back again. Thanks for tuning in to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. It's Friday, March 25th, 2011. And joining me tonight, we're interviewing Simeon Nartamid. He's been on the show before. We're having him back. We're going to talk about his newest website, Cosmic Consciousness Online. He's also from CosmicNexus.org. He's got a couple other sites, MyCosmicBlueprint.com. And he's an awesome, awesome guest. We're really excited to have him on the show tonight, and he'll be coming up later on in the program. So to start things off, we will start with some updates. A lot of things have been happening since our last broadcast on the 11th. One of the biggest things that we went into from our last show was we entered the ninth and final wave of the Mayan calendar. This is something I want to talk to Simeon later in the program about tonight. The ninth and final wave of the Mayan calendar started on the 9th of March, and it had a 9-day peak and then a regression of energy. We are still in those 18 days, so it's a very good time to start new projects and get things moving or new ideas going, because there's a lot of high energies hitting the earth for these 18 days. So it's a good time to really put out to the universe your intentions for this year, projects you have underway, things you've been meaning to do. There's a lot of good energy to support your projects and your manifestations at this time. So talk to Simeon more in detail about that, what it means when it ends, things like that. Another big thing that I ran into this week, and this just popped up out of nowhere, I think on Wednesday I started seeing it all over. This is resist26.org. This is the next big protest going down in London tomorrow on the 26th. In this protest are the student unions. If you remember correctly, a couple months ago we talked about how they more than tripled all the student pricing for colleges. It went up from 1,500 to over 9,000. So the students did some big protests, and there were some big things where there was 13, 14, 15-year-olds caged up, and the police, riot police, cornered them in like cattle, and there's a lot of controversy over that. So the student unions are involved in this one, as well as the other labor unions. So this protest is probably going to get nasty. In fact, how they're promoting it is they're promoting it as they're going to take back Buckingham Palace tomorrow, as well as the Hyatt Hotel next to them, I think, or the Hyde Hotel, excuse me. And what they want to do is turn those places into educational centers and centers for the homeless and other things like that. Which I hear what they're saying, but that's not the way to do it. Violence is not the way to do it. I never encourage that. I will never encourage that on the show. You always have to come in love and light, because we outnumber them. And in them, I'm talking of the corporate, elitist, whoever it may be, you know, where there's much more love and compassion in humans on the planet than them. So with love and light, that's how we'll conquer them, and spreading awareness, and that's how it's going to happen. The shift has already started to happen. Consciousness is already starting to raise. That's just putting them into fear. The Middle East, we've been talking about this for a month now, is spread all over. It's in more than 10 countries. Now we have the Chinese Revolution that started. And something else that popped up is the Techno Revolution that started, or that I saw this week. Now, the Techno Revolution was very interesting. Techno Revolution is basically a technology revolution. It's arming yourselves with the truth of what's going on with the New World Order, with elitists, with governments, and getting the information out there, like I do, on Twitter, on Facebook, letting people know the truth of what's going on. So the Techno Revolution is pretty cool. Check it out. I posted some things up on Starseed Energy Radio. I tweeted about it as well. Some really, really cool things going on. Another one that popped up this week was Wayshowers. Wayshowers.org, I think it was. And that is another quote-unquote revolution, awakening, whatever you want to call it. But this week already you got the Resist 26, the Techno Revolution, and the Wayshowers.org. All three of them were moving. Awesome, awesome stuff. All about awakening, all about the changes, the government, you know, the elitists that the people aren't putting up with anymore. That's what these protests are about, the government cuts on pensions, the government cuts on this, but yet London will go to war with Libya for a no-fly zone and bomb them and spend, you know, $100 million on launching missiles, but they'll cut pensions for hardworking, you know, people in London. And that's what the government's about. Corporations. So we're not with that anymore, and you know, we're standing up in every country all over the world, and that's what this is about. That's what this program is about, spreading awareness one by one by one. So three new revolutions popped off, or awakenings popped off this week. Awesome, awesome stuff. Check out the website. There's information on there for it. Another big thing, and this is something we'll get into it to Japan in a minute, I wanted to quickly point out, in the midst of all this, what you haven't seen in the media, and this is really important, is what the White House has been trying to push through Congress this week, and what they're doing is a copyright crackdown. Now, this copyright crackdown is basically making it illegal, a felony, to stream audio and video content over the internet. Let me repeat that again. The government wants to make streaming audio and video content over the internet a felony. The White House is trying to push this through right now. Obama's proposal of sweeping revisions to U.S. copyright law, making the streaming and audio and video content over the internet a federal felony. Wow. I haven't seen anything about it on CNN or Fox. Has anyone else? Email me, write me, send something into the station. I haven't seen anything on that, but something very important to pay attention to, because you know what that means if that gets passed? That means that things like this might not happen. Well, especially shows like this with the content that we provide. Or your Alex Jones of the worlds, or other websites like that. You have the Intel Hub. Sites like that. That's what I believe, you know, or feel that these crackdown on streaming things is for. I mean, look at the Middle East revolution. How did that start? Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter is what spread the Middle East revolution to mobilize the people first in Egypt. They used Facebook and Twitter. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of us awakening up to the truth, awakening up to not dealing with their BS, which is basically abiding by their system. And that's happening on the masses all over. Now, going into Japan, now this is a much, much bigger problem than what's being perceived. We talked about this in the last show. I'm sure we're going to talk about this for the next coming months, because this problem is not going anywhere. Now, just to give you an idea of how messed up the situation is in Japan and how the Japanese government treats the Japanese people. For one is, on the, what was it, the 13th or 14th of last week, a third explosion was heard, and all media outlets on their national stations, TV stations, were cut. The only thing being played now are the regular TV shows. There's no news. I saw a YouTube video, a couple videos from people in there that were just asking for the news. They're being shut out. And this is what's happening in Japan. Their own government shut the news down. Their government has now warning them that if they do have radioactive contaminant on their fruits and vegetables, so just simply wipe the dust off or rinse it off, that it's fine. Now, for one, if you believe that, that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother radio show, because if you believe that, you're definitely not tuned in the right radio show. But you got to be kidding me. You're telling them to wipe off the radioactive dust, the fallout. Now they're getting yellow rain. Does anyone remember that? Chernobyl, yellow rain, which the government told us, oh, it's pollen. Yeah, it's pollen from Chernobyl. Well, that's what the Japanese government is now telling the people of Japan. The yellow rain is from pollen. Wow. Interesting. And this is what they're feeding the mass media outlets. Now, right now, there are four reactors that have steam rising for it. A lot of the media is focusing just on the second or third reactors and not the fourth reactor with the plutonium in it, because that's a really, really dangerous one. Or all the spent fuel rods that have been exploded. But there was 11 reactors at the initial quake that all had problems. Four of them now are leaking steam from four of the reactors, which, you know, everyone's guess is probably as good as only the people on the ground of registering what that stuff really is. But, you know, they're saying it's not that bad. Now, you can go on weather.org, which is a very, very well-known weather channel, and you could see the tracking of the weather systems. And I watched the weather system from the 17th, which was warned and we talked about, from the 19th come across the United States. It just so happened that last weekend, when this big 2,000-mile weather system was here, Obama took a trip to South America with his family, and Congress called a long weekend. Interesting that weekend, a 2,000-mile weather system, which was just over Japan, filled with radioactive stuff, hits our country, and our government bails for the weekend, unannounced, makes a long weekend. You know, this is the stuff that is something called common sense that you can start putting the pieces together. We talk about the websites all around to check out the real reps, the websites, naturalnews.com, your InfoWars, the Intel Hub, what does it mean, whatreallyhappened.com. Start reading these news sources. Start checking these other things out, because the CNN, Fox's, MSNBC, we say it all the time, they're filtered, they're controlled by the governments, they only let the information out to what they want to hear. So check out these other news outlets, the underground outlets, because this is where you're going to get some real opinionated news stories. And, you know, and that's what news reporting is. It's about facts and getting the story out correctly as possible, not taking the story and interpreting it the way you want to make the mass media or the mass public not really know what's going on. Think about it. Why would the government tell us that the entire country is going to be blanketed with radioactive, you know, crap all weekend? So it's common sense. They're, of course, going to lie about it. So this Japan thing is getting really, really bad. Two more states, as of yesterday, have found traces of radiation from Japan, Colorado and Oregon. They've already found it in Cali. The last 48 hours, a huge radioactive plume has been hovering Florida. Now, this stuff is on the internet. This is by the weather services. I'm not reporting this stuff. I don't make up the weather. You could see the weather systems move. You could see different websites with the chemicals being tracked. There are independent people tracking these chemicals. These are the news sources that I follow, that a lot of people follow, because this is where the information is coming in, that you can get ahead of time to make the correct decisions to deal with these situations. Because the Japan situation is far from over, and it's going to be here for a while. Along with that is all this stuff that they're trying to cooling where they have the rods in, and they're dumping all this water. They have the Army Corps of Engineers out there. They have all these fire departments, and all of them together are pumping 60,000 tons of water a day onto these reactors trying to cool it. Now, one reactor by itself takes 1,300 tons to cool itself a day. So it's basically, they are, you know, peeing into an ocean. It's basically doing nothing, except the one thing it is doing is running all the radioactive crap now into the reactor, into the ocean. So that's what they're accomplishing by that. Now, where do I get this information from? I get this information from Hiroshi Takasahi. H-I-R-O-S-E, last name Takasahi. T-A-K-A-S-H-I. Who is he? Well, he wrote the book Nuclear Power Plants for Tokyo. I think he knows what he's talking about. Check him out. I have an awesome interview posted. I tweeted about him as well. It's called What They're Covering Up at Fukushima. The guy who they interviewed is the guy who wrote the book Nuclear Power Plants for Tokyo. You got to read this interview. This is real information from the guy who wrote the book about these plants, which happen to be the largest nuclear power plants in the world, which I also haven't seen talked about in CNN or anything else because they definitely don't want you to know that. Not only are these reactors leaking, but they're the largest in the world. So on to the Middle East protests. Things are still going off over there. Yemen, they gunned down hundreds of people the other day. Protesters, you have Libya going off. Now we're bombing Libya. France is bombing, you know, U.S. We're jumping in. It's all the fear. It's all the fear based of what's happening. The Great Awakening, Great Change is happening. All the news that I just reported is just all part of the change. It's nothing to be in fear. It's just stuff to be aware of, to spread awareness, to help more people make it through the change. That's what we're about. So this next track coming on, and Simi will be joining us afterwards. This next track also comes off of the album, Subliminal Sessions. And when we come back, we'll be picking up with Simeon. And if you have any questions for Simeon or myself, you can always call into BBS Radio here at the radio station. And the number should be, toll-free number is on their website. It's bbsradio.com. BBS Radio is the largest online spiritual network. And there is tons of also other programs here as well. So check that out, bbsradio.com, and here's the next track from Subliminal Sessions, and we'll be right back after this. And welcome back. You're tuned in listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was Change from Subliminal Sessions, the same album we'll be playing all night. And great lyrics. That's why I play the music, because the music is – it's in the music. Life is changing. Life is rearranging. Awesome, awesome track. Joining us live now is Simeon with Cosmic Consciousness Online. And Simeon, thank you so much for joining us. Are you on the line?
I'm Jonah. Good to hear you.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on. And first wanted to talk about, I don't know if you heard me earlier, I wanted to talk a little bit about the ninth Mayan wave that we're in right now and exactly what that means and what it means when it ends.
Well, this is the universal wave of consciousness evolution, began on March 9th, and it will conclude on October 28th, according to Carl Johan Kalman's calculations, which my higher dimensional sources tell me is quite accurate, actually. And this is about the development of universal consciousness, and it's a very fast ride, because this ninth wave is completing. I mean, there's 13 heavens in each wave, and each heaven in this wave is only 18 days, whereas in earlier waves, some of those heavens would have lasted hundreds of thousands of years or even millions of years in the early ones. So, and the amount of energy that moves through each one is about the same. It's just that it's about something different, and it builds upon what went before it. So what it means when it completes is that we will have the full set of harmonics of consciousness for creating a world based on universal consciousness. And it will be up to us to do that.
So basically we get the canvas after the harmonics end. We get to create and manifest our full capability of whatever humanity we wish to create.
Yes, exactly. And the harmonics that will be present, the energy that will be present, is going to support things that are universally focused, and it will not support so well things that are more self-centered. And so, essentially for 16.4 billion years since the Big Bang, the universe has been developing harmonics of consciousness, and these have affected many different dimensions and levels of reality. Each dimension has had its own relationship to this particular evolution of consciousness, but we have this set of harmonics. We could call it the divine plan, and the divine plan is going to be complete as of the end of the Mayan calendar. Now, a lot of people believe the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st of 2012, and there's some supportive things to that. Kalman's calculations indicate that it ends in October 28th of 2011. What my higher dimensional sources are telling me is that actually the harmonics, Kalman's pretty correct and close in that the harmonics are going to complete around the end of October in 2011. But because we have mass consciousness focused on the completion of the Mayan calendar in 2012, we will actually have a period of time between the actual completion of the harmonics and when we have more full access to it. So, in other words, we are co-creators already, see, and so we are creating our own reality because so many people believe it ends on 2012. And so what's going to happen is there is a series of different energy events that are going to be triggered on our linear timeline that between the end of the Mayan calendar harmonically on October 28th, 2011, and the end of the Mayan calendar in consciousness on our planet on December 21st, 2012. And the first of those comes right after the end of the harmonic end of the Mayan calendar, which is 11-11-11, which you're putting together an event for. So,
correct.
And then we have the winter solstice of 2011, Then we have the next major, these are like kind of points in a crystal, if you could think, if you want to think of it that way. And the next point on the crystal is in early June of 2012, and I believe that's June 8th. And there's a pair of Venus transits that we had the first one back in 2006, and or excuse me, 2004. Yeah, 2004, and in June, and now we have the second one. And the passage in between, my sources have been telling me they call it the Venus Gate, and it's a major passage of consciousness for the planet and Venus. Of course, as archetypally represented, you know, Aphrodite, the goddess of love.
Correct.
And so this is about a gateway where the energy and consciousness of the new earth goddess, the divine feminine, is incarnating on the planet. And that's going, that gateway is going to complete, that process will be complete in June of 2012. And me and my former wife and still dear kindred, Maya, we were on Haleakala in Maui back in 2004, and we did a very powerful process in conjunction with the first transit. And I'm believing that I will probably be back on Haleakala in 2012 for that closing of that and do something else. So,
wow.
That's kind of what I'm getting right now anyway. And so that's going to be, that's the next crystalline node. And then the final one is on the solstice of 2012, where people believe the calendar ends. And that's where we will actually then come into full realization and access the harmonics completed on October 28th, 2011. And we are in a very, very, very rapid unfoldment of evolutionary consciousness. And my sources have been telling me that the potential that's unfolding before us, our imaginations can't even fully grasp it yet. We have a sense of it in our being, but our conscious minds still are grappling to try and understand just what's really possible as it's opening up to us. And so for all these kind of things, like you were talking about in the show before I came on, you know, where with these events in the world, I was getting some very strong messages from a being that I work with in higher dimensions. Her name is Serafana. She's with the Illumined Assembly of the Christos and their central core group called the Merkaba of the Host. And she was saying that there's a tremendous potential in all of those movements of energy. But what really has to happen for that potential to be realized in the right way and to not create more difficulty is for the people who are getting involved with those movements of energy to stay very clearly focused on what they're working for and not get caught up in what they're working against. Because if you start working against something, you're feeding it energy. So
gotcha.
this is a very critical, and because we are now the veil between our conscious minds and the quantum field is becoming extremely thin, and by the end of by December 21st, 2012, there will really not be much of a veil between it for most people. And so that means what comes into our mind, where we direct our energy, is going to manifest very fast and very dramatically.
Okay. So I just to get this correctly, at the beginning of the show, I stated that the first 18 wave was it's like a peak, 9 days up, 9 days down, and these energies are very important times to put those manifestations out there in a positive way because they're going to be amplified so much.
Exactly right. And I mean that's always been the case. It's a metaphysical law, but what's happening is that there's been lag time in the past, and that lag time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter between when we focus and direct energy and when we see it come into manifestation.
And now it's amplified because this is the shortest, the most amplified final wave of energy before the end of it.
Yeah, well, it's amplified simply because we have clearer access into the quantum field with our consciousness. And that's going to continue. It's you know, this wave is helping to take us in closer to it. But the wave isn't actually what's amplifying it. It's, you know, it's just that our own conscious energy is now going to interact more directly with the universal field of consciousness, with the quantum field, with the zero point energy, where we create.
Now, let
so
me
we
ask
become
you.
Become co-creators.
Now, with these changes of these merging of the new Earth and the merging of everything together, is this why, like myself and other people, have noticed recently very big deja vus, things like that? I even had friends that have been hearing spirits lately more often than usual. Things like that are happening more and more. I've even had several friends of mine that know 2, 3, or 4 people that have actually committed suicide in the last couple months. And I've heard that from a number of my friends that know 2 or 3 people. I personally know 2 friends. I talk about it. So it seems to me there's been a lot of that more going on in my own personal life and also with people I've spoke to. Is that also a result, and is that more going to amplify as we get closer to 2012?
Well, what's happening, Jonah, is that there's a lot of patterns of energy that we have held in our consciousness below our conscious threshold, our unconscious and our subconscious, kind of locked into our cellular being. And so what's happening now, I mean, and those things have actually been limiting us and holding us back and messing with our lives, you know, I mean, in ways that we haven't really been aware of. And so this, you have to really see this as kind of an aspect of divine grace, because now what's happening is these patterns are being shook loose from the very foundation of our being. And as they're being shook loose because of the increased energies coming in, they're starting to vibrate out of our cells where they've been frozen in crystallization. And as they start to vibrate, they move up and out through our aura. And as they move up and out through our aura, before they finally pass all the way out, they pass through the emotional and mental layers of our aura. And that's where we start consciously experiencing them. And so we get bleed-throughs from all kinds of things. When those patterns are active in our emotional and mental field, we start coming into resonance with similar patterns going on the planet, which are also highly attenuated right now. And so all that energy starts vibrating in our space. And it's, you know, there's some people that aren't psychologically able to cope with it. And
gotcha.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, they wind up doing the thing that's the only thing left they can figure out how to do. Yeah. And so, you know, they deserve our respect and our love the same as anyone, and maybe even more so.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, these were beings that they came here, and they came here like the rest of us to try and be a part of this. And, you know, when you get here, as they say, stuff happens, you know?
Yeah.
to put it mildly. And so, you know, and so stuff happens. And it's not like, you know, people believe, well, I had a contract to do all this nasty stuff. Well, the soul doesn't quite work that way. The soul is really kind of beyond that kind of stuff. It's more about essence. So it came to do something, all right, but, you know, exactly what happens here is a matter of what starts happening of our conscious choices once we get here. And we will always travel certain trajectories being guided by the soul. But we have the ability to choose exactly how we're going to experience that journey.
And every single person on this planet chose their soul, their higher self chose to be here at this time.
That, definitely, or they wouldn't be here.
Every single person, all 7 billion of them.
Yep.
Okay. Because I get confused sometimes, but I hear different numbers from different things, and, you know, there's a certain amount of percentage are indigo, a certain percentage are star seeds, and there's always different numbers, but.
Well, that's something else. I mean, it doesn't matter what your star lineage is, or where your place of origin, or how you entered into the collective sphere of experience.
Sure.
Regardless,
but the bottom line is everyone chose to be here at this time to experience this shift in one way or another, let it be suicide or riding it out to the end to experience New Earth.
Yeah, and it's not like a soul comes in and says, "Oh, I'm gonna experience this as suicide."
Oh, sure.
You know, it's not like a lot of people think it is, but it really isn't. I mean, the soul's beyond that. You know, a lot of people call different things soul. So I have to be clear about that because, you know, a lot of people call like the subtle energy bodies and the aura the soul, but those are manifestations or tools of the soul. They're not, the soul is something that's really beyond that. It's something that, you know, the things that the subtle energy bodies, the physical energy body, the consciousness, the personality, these are all things that were created by the soul, which is a spark of divinity. It is pure love. And it entered this realm out of pure love. And so within the realm of limitations, like we said, stuff happens. And the soul has a purpose in developing consciousness. That's different aspects of consciousness. So when the soul enters incarnation, it's here to develop different aspects of consciousness. And that's actually part of, you know, the higher level of work I do with the cosmic blueprints, is help people understand what aspects of consciousness their souls here working with. There's some also nuts and bolts stuff that's very helpful. That's mostly, you know, the stuff I was sharing with you when I did yours.
Correct. But yeah, that was an amazing.
There's higher levels of understanding of it all. And so you have the soul wanting to develop consciousness, and it comes in to do that. And then everything that you get involved with or engage with, the soul is using that experience to try and develop that consciousness. And at times it's more successful than others. But there's always a movement in that direction, even with somebody who winds up committing suicide. You know, there's always a movement in the direction that the soul was heading. Yeah. And you know, suicide's a very charged topic. There's a lot of different people who have a lot of emotional feelings about it. I mean, nobody wants to see that happen to somebody they love. And
sure,
there are a lot of
sure.
things that make it out to be wrong. And there are spiritual implications for doing it. But there's so many vast, different possible sets of circumstances. It's not like the churches make out where, you know, there's a rule that says every time it happens, this is what happens. That's not that way. Life and reality is never that
sure.
way.
Well, I was at the, you know, the thing I was at tonight, even the head speaker was said, you know, hell was created to, you know, to collect 10% of your paycheck every week. You know, these things were created for certain reasons, just to keep you trapped in or blocked from not thinking outside the box or not thinking you are divine, because every single person is divine. And one of the other things I want to talk about,
yeah, and actually
as well,
believing in that is hell.
Yeah.
That's the hell.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And yeah, and the more you think out of the box and the more you are open to it, the more fearful everyone around you becomes. And I remember when I was what I call fully awakened, when I went back, my own family said they didn't even know me. It was because they saw how disconnected I became to their reality, which was not becoming my reality anymore. And they're, you know, fearful from it. That's all fear-based. And what I want to also talk about is your website, Cosmic Consciousness Online. We have about 5-6 minutes left. Tell us exactly, Cosmic Consciousness Online, the purpose of it, the mission of it, and how it can help people.
CosmicConsciousOnline.com is, its mission is to basically help connect humanity to the cosmic plane of awareness. I mean, that's simply put. If you go to the homepage, there's a more elaborate explanation, but that's it in a nutshell. And so, you know, I work with multidimensional, higher dimensional beings. I work with the cosmic plane of awareness. I spend a lot of time there. It just is my gift. A lot of people have different gifts. That's one of my gifts. And so I bring in a lot of insights that come from the cosmic plane of awareness. And it's like if you have the bigger the picture you have when you're going through life, the better off you're going to be, because whenever you're trapped in a little picture, you don't see all your options. It's just that simple.
That's right.
And so there's many different levels. It's like anytime you have a problem, and you know, Einstein said you cannot solve a problem from the same level of thinking that created it. So that points in the same direction. And my work with people, whether I'm working with them in session,
That's the exact same thing Panache said tonight was the Einstein thing. Einstein cannot solve a problem from the same level. He said the exact same thing an hour ago. I heard it.
Awareness is the key. You have to expand your awareness, because if you don't have enough awareness, if you don't have awareness that operates outside of the box where the problem is, then you just continue circulating around the box. And so that's what my work is. It's about helping people get out of the box, and I operate in some pretty big boxes at this point in my life. I've had some very, very powerful major experiences. They're related in my bio about Simeon up on the CosmicConsciousnessOnline.com. And I was opened up in some huge ways back in the early 90s. And ever since then, my life changed radically. And it's been a very interesting journey because...
Sure.
I mean, you know, I couldn't live life like I was used to after that happened. It was just gone. Mm. And it continues. I've had several major incidences since then. And so it's like I see things in a very different way than a lot of people do. And yet there's more and more people coming online seeing them in the same way. And that really gives me more company, so it feels great.
And
it's very hopeful to me because I know that, you know, I'm the kind of person that, it's like I tend to experience things slightly ahead of the curve, it's just kind of been that way for a long time. And so I'm trying to help people step into the most expanded plane of awareness that they're capable of in the moment, whether they're in a group session, a group event, or a one-on-one with me, or I'm just sharing with them from my heart. As a friend, you know, like you and I do a lot.
Let me just say, your webinars are unbelievable, and you haven't mentioned that. Your webinars are excellent, and I tell everyone about the webinars because when I hear your webinars and listen to them, my third eye rings the entire time. And I know something's going on. I don't always know what, but I know something's going on. And this last seminar you did, the Zenhedrin, I experienced what I wrote to you in the email, and you know I have never experienced that where my head felt like swirling like that, and the energies came down, and shit, I don't care what anyone says, Simeon, I'm feeling this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line with this show, with everything. It's just awakening people to the truth, because once you're open to the truth, that will set you free. You feel it. You cannot deny your feelings or what you experience. And that's all it is just being open to the idea and the truth, and the experiences will follow after.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's very powerful transmissions that come through the webinars. I work with the higher beings, and basically, I mean, I'm facilitating something that they're asking me to do with those.
Gotcha.
And I'm kind of a pawn in the game, too. But it's like... they are very powerful. I have very good feedback from other people also, like you're giving me there. And they're becoming more and more powerful here. It's great. I don't have another one scheduled at the moment. I never know when they want to do what.
Yeah.
You can always check
the website out. That's CosmicConsciousnessOnline.com. So,
yes, and on the left there's a link that says Cosmic Webinars. You can check in there and see if there's anything scheduled. And there's also videos there available that they can purchase access to of the previous ones, too. The Zenhedrin, there's no video of that because the masters requested that one not be recorded. That's another kind of a story. But they didn't want it kind of frozen in space-time. There's times when that's actually helpful. But on this one, they wanted the energy to stay flying free like spirit.
Gotcha. Excellent. Well, Simeon, thank you so much for coming on the show. And it's always, always a pleasure to talk to you, as always. And we'll have you on again, I'm sure, later in the future. And also, don't forget to check out his website, Cosmic Conscious Online, My Cosmic Blueprint, CosmicNexus.org, and really, really exciting, exciting stuff. So, Simeon, thanks a lot for coming on the show. And
you're
we'll
welcome,
talk
John.
Soon.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. As always, I will talk to you soon.
Okay, I love Skype, you, Starbro.
Love you too, Starbro. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Right on, bye.
All right. This next track's coming up is from the Subliminal Sessions, and this track will be Must Be the Music, and when we come back, we'll do a little outro, and we're out of here. So just sit back, relax, and this next track should take you to a higher place. Welcome back. You are tuned and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was Must Be the Music from Subliminal Sessions. It's Friday, March 25th, 2011. We had Simeon on tonight. Always an awesome, awesome guest. So thanks again for having him come on. And check out his websites, man, because I could vouch for him. He's a friend of mine. I do his webinars. It's real. You know, this is the stuff that it's about, is people like this who are really connected, really tapped in, and who are spreading awareness. So check out his website, CosmicConsciousnessOnline.com, or you can always check out Starseed Energy Radio. He is under the healer section, and all the healers on my website, I have either experienced myself or friends of mine, and I can personally vouch for them. So there's also other good people on there as well to check out. And before we go, I just want to go over the news again, the news in regards to the real news. Check out the real news, naturalnews.com, whatreallyhappened.com, earthfiles.com, whatdoesitmean.com, educate-yourself.org, awesome, awesome site, really, really good site. Florida oil spill, for all the people that think the oil spill is over with. Also this week they found a 100-mile slick floating in the Gulf. They don't know where it came from. FloridaOilSpillLaw.com, MaxKaiser.com, TheRealNews.com, Infowars.com, TheRawStory.com. I can go on and on and on, but those are the ones I like. So check those out. Tap into what's really going on. It's not what you think. The real news is awesome. So get on it. I also want to give a shout-out, as always, to Little Grandmother, North American Shaman. I always talk about her Tribe of Many Colors and what she's doing. She does great work. And I just posted her newest video on the website as well, Starseed Energy Radio, so check that out. Also want to give a shout-out to always the guys at BBS Radio, as well as Simeon, and also the fairy, my psychic friend. She's always always helping people out and always popping up when things are needed. So always thanks for her. And so all the other star family out there, this is the time. This is the time to wake up and wake your friends up, wake your families up. Who cares what they call you, because you can't deny what you feel. I'm feeling it and other people are feeling it, so it's on. And that wraps it up for me. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. This next track is the final track from Subliminal Sessions. This track is called Music. Oh, that was the last track. music of, what is this, Believe. This is the last track on the album. And if you have any other questions during the week, you can always email, call me at starcityenergyradio.com. And you can always tune in on Friday nights. We can always hear the colors and see the music. Enjoy these next last track.
And I was here, worlds apart, never near. All of a sudden something changed. Chance meeting in the rain. Once we met, it was plain. My life would never be the same. Lightning bolt, Cupid's arrow through my heart. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I'm in love with you. And I know it's true, 'cause I love the thing.